It's Monday, June 23rd, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. I love that song right there. That is a great new song by the band OK Go from Chicago, though I think Damien lives in New York, so, you know, maybe they're from New York now. Who knows? That's a new song. It's called Writings on the Wall. Came out this past week. It's on an EP called Upside Out, and it's coming out on an album, I think, like in September or August or something like that. But they've released the EP first and Writing on the Wall. And of course, accompanying Writing on the Wall is an incredible music video, which, if you haven't seen, you should go check out the incredible music video. They shot it here in Brooklyn, and through friends of friends, I kind of went and helped out setting up for a couple days. I just spent a few days in this warehouse, you know, building mirrors or, you know, whatever they needed. My contribution was very minimal. However, it was super fun, and I loved getting to, like, see how they were putting it all together and feel like I had some small part in it, and the video is super great. It's in the same vein as their This Too Shall Pass Rube Goldberg machine video, but it's different. It's all optical illusions, so it's like the video is a single-take series of optical illusions. Can't recommend it highly enough. And also, if you look on Facebook, I posted photos of behind the scenes, like, making it all happen. So yeah, okay, go check out that stuff. The EP itself, I mean, that's like the really great standout song. And the other songs, you know, that song's amazing. I love Writings on the Wall. Okay, up next, a band from right here in Brooklyn, originally from Canada, Mac DeMarco. He's got a new album. It's called Salad Days. We're going to hear three tracks, including the title track. First, we're going to hear Let Her Go. Then we're going to hear Salad Days, the title track. And then we're going to hear Blue Boy, because all these songs are pretty short. Like, not, I think like one song is 3 minutes or longer on the whole album or something. It's a short kind of record. So here we go, Mac DeMarco with Let Her Go, Salad Days, and Blue Boy. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Tell them so long. La 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 la. Steven Vienna is Joseph Chapalanda. We're gonna win the cup for Charlize Theron. Aaron McWhirter is Christian Barnard. We're gonna win the cup for Charlize Theron.
The 2022 World Cup has already been decided.
The winner to organize the 2022 FIFA World Cup is Qatar.
Qatar? There's between 1 and 50 reasons why that is an awful idea.
Summer temperatures in Qatar can reach some 50 degrees Celsius, a difficult environment to hold a professional sporting event outdoors.
50 degrees Celsius is 122 degrees Fahrenheit. You are hosting the World Cup somewhere where soccer cannot physically be played. There are now allegations that some FIFA executives took bribes to put the World Cup in Qatar, and I hope that's true, because otherwise it makes literally no sense. And not just because of the weather, but because of the working conditions.
Qatar is a slave state in the 21st century.
A migrant worker can't leave the country without an exit visa. That visa has to be approved by his employer.
We've got coffins coming home every day. More than a worker per day on average is dying.
Conservatively, from the figures of just two countries, India and Nepal, more than 4,000 workers will die before a ball is kicked off in 2022.
And by this point, I hope I've proven to you that FIFA is just appalling. And yet, here's their power. I am still so excited about the World Cup next week. And it's very hard to justify how I can get so much joy from an organisation that's caused so much pain, other than going back to right where we started.
Soccer or football, like we say, it's a religion.
But it's not just that. It's an organized religion, and FIFA is its church. Just think about it. Its leader is infallible. It compels South American countries to spend money they don't have building opulent cathedrals. And it may ultimately be responsible for the deaths of shocking numbers of people in the Middle East. But, for millions of people around the world like me, it is also the guardian of the only thing that gives their lives any meaning.
your black and white tile rose pavements really blew my mind in your capital city, and now I'm wondering how I'm ever gonna leave. You could let me stay here, you'll let me stay here, oh let me stay here, you'll let me stay here. Oh, Portugal, you'll never know how you got inside.
Alright, time to catch up. After Mac DeMarco back there, we heard Cop on the Edge, that's the name of the band, from London, and the band Tap Tap, also from London, both from this compilation called Fast Forward, an Indie Music Companion to the World Cup 2010, which I know I'm a little bit behind on the World Cup stuff, going back to 2010 for these songs, but it's happening right now, this thing where the people kick a ball around and stuff. People in the world love this thing. Like, the World Cup, you're probably aware, because you live in the world. I don't really pay attention to sports, and so I was surprised, even though I remember vaguely in 2010 how people were pretty jazzed. I don't know what it is. It's like I've been very exposed to how crazy people are about this World Cup thing. And in fact, over the weekend, I went to Governor's Island, and I met up with some friends who happened to be watching the Ghana versus Germany game. Like, Kelly and I just kind of came and sat down for a minute, and we just spent like maybe 15 minutes there. And during that 15 minutes, all the goals that were gold, whatever the verb is, during the entire game happened during the few minutes that we were sitting there. So, like, we basically came and sat down, and, like, someone scored, and everyone went crazy, and then, like, someone else scored, and everyone went crazy again, and it was a really divided crowd. I'd say it was, like, 70-30 Germany fans, and then 30 Ghana fans, and I just wanted everybody to score. Everybody got scores, and I was happy. It's cool, you know. I just watching the crowd react to, you know, the German flag start waving and everyone screaming. Anyway, what am I talking about? World Cup. Yeah, you're probably all over this. I don't really pay attention. So this was my first experience with it. It was pretty fun. All right, so back to what we heard. So Cop on the Edge, they did Bafana Bafana South Africa. That was a song for South Africa for their entry into the World Cup. And then Tap Tap did Dry Dry Land Portugal, which that was their song for Portugal, for their country's entry into the World Cup in 2010. So basically this record label, Indicator Records from the UK, very good. They released this compilation with like bands doing songs for every country that was in the World Cup that year. So pretty good stuff. It's a pay-as-you-wish kind of download, I think, or it was at one point. Maybe it still is. Maybe it's free now. Who knows? I'll link to it on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. It's probably inexpensive, is my point. And there's some pretty good songs on there, particularly, I thought, the Tap Tap song, which, if you thought Tap Tap kind of sounded familiar, like, who is this? I recognize this. The answer is Pete and the Pirates. So Pete and the Pirates was Tap Tap's, it was like the same guy, but he had two bands. And so we're going to hear two songs from his album Lands of Fame. We're going to hear 100,000 Thoughts and On My Way, both very good, and Lands of Fame, pretty good. He's got another record too. I think it's maybe harder to get, I'm not sure. But I thought these two were pretty good. So here we go, the guy from Pete and the Pirates in the band Tap Tap with 100,000 Thoughts and On My Way. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
sometimes to worst are your own, are your own, own, own fears. All for the liars in the world. Sometimes the worst are your own. As your heart beats, swimming, breathing, we diving, with reason, it's cool getting older, full of mistakes. I'm here to believe you, run with me, please do, to it, order, the old man, running and fighting, it's super exciting, these primitive shoulders, your hands wet, as your heart.
let's all get caught up together. After Tap Tap back there, we heard Magenta Sky Code from Turku, Finland. That's right, Turku, Finland. Don't get to say that very often. We heard two songs. We heard King of Abstract Painters and Kipling, both from their album Relief. Very good. It sounds exactly like the 1980s. That whole, everything by that band, it's just like incredible 80s synth. They really nailed that. After Magenta Sky Code, we heard another band from Finland. This one is called Sen Kas Tan, and we heard the songs Limbo and Bittersweet. Limbo was from their newest album called Afterlife. Bittersweet was from their previous album, which it was self-titled Sen Kas Tan. And I heard about both Magenta Sky Code and Sen Kas Tan from a listener who wrote to me from Denmark, named Paul, I think is how you say it, and he suggested that I check out these two bands, and I did, and they're both great, so I thought I'd put them on the show. If you like that stuff, definitely check it out. Always love to hear me some music from Finland. That's pretty exciting. Speaking of Finland, how about Finnmark? That's right, they're not really from Finland, they're from the Leeds in the UK, and they sound more Swedish than Finnish, I think, but whatever. We'll see what we can do. I played him on the last episode of the show, and then like the day after the show came out, he released a new thing, and I really like it. So I'm going to put it on the show too. Why not? I don't care. There's no rules. I'll just put stuff on every show. I don't, whatever. Yeah, so this is Finnmark doing a cover of Galaxy 500, of course, one of my favorite bands, Dean Wareham's previous Taluna band, Galaxy 500, doing the song Tugboat, which the Tugboat's never been one of my favorite Galaxy 500 songs, but I really like the way Finnmark does it. And I think Finnmark's voice just is better in the song. So here we go, Finnmark with a Galaxy 500 cover of Tugboat. Where else but right here, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Captain, please.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was You Can Call Me Al, the demo by Paul Simon from the Graceland 25th anniversary album. I also talked over What's the Frequency, Kenneth, an REM cover by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and What I Say by Floyd Kramer. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com or go to that domain, thesoundsinmyhead.com, to find links to everything I talk about on the show. And also, I'd love it if you rated me in iTunes. Go into iTunes and find the show, leave a review saying nice things about the show. I always enjoy that kind of thing. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on The Sounds in My Head.